The packed auditorium applauded in celebration of the large turnout to this noon hour public hearing that drew even more people who had to wait in the lobby. Security would not allow the room to be filled beyond capacity. Speakers carried signs and called for the preservation of their bus routes, some of which include lines to Niagara Falls and Lockport. Those will be lost on April 1st if the NFTA moves ahead with its budget-minded cuts. Some are calling to New York State to provide up to $10 million to help the NFTA address operating costs. Among them, Sam McGavern of the Partnership for the Public Good. He was asked if there have been any talks with the governor's Regional Economic Development Council, which will soon decide how to divide that billion-dollar gift in the state budget.
We met with the Regional Economic Development Council just several weeks ago and talked about their priorities for smart growth and how to do economic development right in this region. And we think they're very receptive to this kind of message and really understand how important public transit is to doing economic development right. We can't bring companies from out of town here unless our workers can get to those jobs through public transit.
Albany has provided nearly $3 million to help the NFTA address short-term needs, but Assemblyman Sean Ryan says before he and his lawmakers can feel confident in investing further dollars, they want to know how the NFTA will address its operations to reverse its losses.
You know, the NFTA went from having a balanced budget to 9 months later announcing a $15 million deficit. Something's going wrong in an FTA, and that hasn't been clear to the public yet, is what drove this deficit so quickly? Was it predictable? You know, is the leadership up to the challenge, or are they not? So until they get their house in order, and then they can present a case of why they should receive more funding. But right now, the NFTA is not looking like a safe investment.
The NFTA is blaming decreased dollars and rising expenses for its need to make cuts, which would take effect April 1st. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.